Jazz musician Michael Brecker passed away in January after a long and public bout with leukemia. Brecker was arguably the most influential saxophonist since the death of John Coltrane 40 years ago, and among the most widely heard modern jazz musicians, owing to pop sessions he recorded with Paul Simon, Joni Mitchell, James Taylor, Yoko Ono, and dozens more. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews Brecker's just-released final album.
Michael Brecker's typically tricky composition, Loose Threads. The tenor saxophonist had blossomed in the jazz-rock fusion movement of the 1970s, notably with the Brecker Brothers, a band co-led by his trumpeter sibling Randy. Fusion's penchant for complex writing, aggressive rhythms, and a forceful sound stayed with Michael Brecker ever after. On his final album, Pilgrimage, recorded last August, 5 months before his death, his sound is as steely, pitiless, and exacting as ever, even on the quiet ballads. Herbie Hancock on piano. Michael Brecker is one of the most analyzed saxophonists of all time. His solos are the stuff of music school study sessions and dissertations precisely because they're so analyzable, intricately plotted out 5 steps ahead like chess moves. Brecker loved to practice. Even his pretty tunes can sound a little like practice exercises. But his real forte was up-tempo steeplechases where he could show off the fancy stuff he'd figured out and gotten under his fingers. On the album Pilgrimage, he gets plenty of push from a crackerjack all-star band. Guitarist Pat Metheny, drummer Jack DeJohnette, bassist John Patitucci, and on this tune, Brad Meldow on piano. Check out the raucous way they back his solo on Anagram. Michael Brecker's influence on other saxophonists has been huge. You can hear echoes of his style even in such strong and divergent tenors as Norway's ethereal Jan Garbarek and Baltimore's funky Gary Thomas. Brecker has also spawned dozens of outright imitators. They graduate from college jazz programs every year. But Pilgrimage reminds us that the original had it all over the wannabes. This is one posthumous album that needs no special pleading. Michael Brecker sounded strong to the end.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. You can download podcasts of our show by going to our website, freshair.npr.org.